I want you to do something special.
Oh, okay.
That's what I want.
I've waited my whole life for this. I wanted to have Tom Dunbar come up, and we wanted to honor him for an incredible, hold on to your seats, 42 years.
Pick up your mic.
42 years of state service. And he's still standing. When he started off, State Water Resource Control Board members made about $23,000 a year. Regional board members made about $100 a meeting. We haven't changed the regional part, but state board has. And staff salaries have done much better over the years. We had, in one sense, many of the same issues we have now, although repackaged, and I'll get into a little progress. But this was the era before point sources and NPDES permits. You were talking waste discharge requirements back in the era when he started. And so even the lexicon and everything we voted on before is really Federal Water Pollution Control Act and after the start of Dunbar. It was an era actually of great basin planning efforts because the Port of Colon Act had just passed, and so there was a huge fervent effort to get the basin plans done. And that effort, even though there's ongoing updating, really flagged over the years. And it's sort of interesting that we've come back to it in our TMDL, Federal Watershed Planning, where we're going back and being more specific, which was really, I believe, what was intended by the state legislature all along. So he's now seen a full cycle of the big planning, drop-off of planning, and now the more detailed planning. When he came on board, the state of California legislature had rejected the concept of assimilative capacities of receiving water in the Port of Colon Act by going to protecting all beneficial uses. The state Federal Water Pollution Control Act had also rejected receiving water and mandated certain levels of treatment. It's sort of interesting, if you think about it, in total maximum daily load, we're coming back to that same concept, but I think he's carried the ball just an incredible distance to get it where we're now looking at it on a watershed scale instead of individual permits, and we're dealing with problems that aren't solved by the other solution. When he came on the board, McKinleyville, where I live, had raw sewage going down Central Avenue, or very poorly treated sewage, and I don't know, I think it's pretty hard to argue it wasn't raw at that time. We had in Humboldt Bay, which produces 70% of the oysters of Humboldt for the state of California, a fish and game official inspecting the oyster beds got hepatitis, if you can imagine that, with just horrible thoughts that this was being sold. So the problem was not only the inspectors protecting their health, but the public. And I can say we have a thriving oyster industry, and the problems and issues we are dealing with no longer public health issues. We basically had very primitive sewage treatment everywhere throughout the district, and he's been a leader in getting us into secondary and past secondary, and that's just incredible progress. It's hard to imagine the old days. And then also at that time, the hot issue was bays and estuaries under the 1974 Act. And again, that developed. It changed the configuration of sewage treatment throughout the North Coast and was dropped. And if you notice, under Section 11 of our agenda, we're dealing with estuaries again, but it's from a whole different level, and it's far advanced. And the state of California should be very thankful for the health and safety of its citizens, very thankful for coming up with the creating upgrade solutions throughout just decades of service. More recently, when the state legislature decided enforcement was uneven amongst the regional boards. And I want to add for the record, it wasn't us. They put into effect mandatory minimum penalties. And it's been really tough in the rural regional boards such as ourselves to deal with it because we have smaller size entities. But he is taking care of the backlog there. Now, you may read state reports that are contrary to that. I don't know the last status, but that's because the state computer system doesn't work. But I can tell you Mr. Dunbar does work, and the regional board can be proud our efforts and accomplishment. And he also has had a knack at closing out administrative civil liability orders. And we have an unusually high record of not having the level of contested proceedings of other regional boards. That saves incredible amounts of staff time. It saves incredible amounts of board time. And it's just a singular achievement of outstanding quality on a statewide level. And you've always been a lover of the aquatic, whether it's fishing in Alaska, abalone diving on Sonoma and Mendocino Coast. You've always protected the environment. You've been dealing with being tough-minded and a good enforcer and getting things done. So on my personal, we just want to thank you for just having done a great job, and it's just very gratifying to have had the opportunity to work with you. I want to say one other thing. There's only about 15 staff when he started, if you can imagine that. Dr. Joseph was his executive director. Ben Kaur was the senior engineer then, who then became executive director. Craig Johnson, Frank Reichmuth, John Hannum, Bill Rodriguez, who still comes in and graces us every now and then. Robert Tancredo. So I just want to thank you for staying with us and doing such a great job.
Thanks, John. You mentioned a lot of things. It brings back some memories. There has been a significant change over my 34 years here. I do feel a sense of accomplishment. Also, I'm still dealing with things that I dealt with 3 decades ago. And you're involved in one of them. We had a discussion this morning. One thing that you jogged my memory on, it is correct that NPDES permits did not exist when I came here. And some folks may pummel me for this, but I wrote the first NPDES for Region 1. There were a number of them. And I do want to say, though, that those NPDES permits were about 10 pages long. And I'm not responsible for what they look like today. the board has been real good over the years, very supportive, and as a member of the staff, I want to thank you for that. This is my last board meeting, but I want you to know that I probably will still have some interest in inspecting incidental runoff from reclaimed water sources on the various golf courses in the area.
Well, Tom, we certainly appreciate all those years of service, and you deserve a sense of accomplishment at this point. And I think there's just two things. One is, after John's presentation, you should only conclude that you'll put in another 42 years. And if you would, turn in all of your ties when you leave. So that all right. Thank you. And we will take up this special item of the executive officer's report on Smith River.
And